Blog Talk Radio.
Corporate.
Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. We want to thank those gentlemen for wanting to be a part of, co-sponsors of a lot of our programs. And we're excited about that TikTok live at Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith. And last but not least, YouTube. We have our television station, our channel. That's the Smith Way Enterprise. And we ask you to play a major part in trying to be our, we want you to be a subscriber. We want you to be a part of it. So you just type in all in one word, the Smith Way Enterprise on YouTube, and it'll populate what we need to have here. We're excited. Now, we're going to move forth with a couple things before we really get ready to introduce the host with the most. WBSW Radio, the internet station number one, has listeners and watchers in 43 countries. That's on 6 continents. So we ask you to take advantage of it. Tell someone, if you know someone in your area, on your continent, and you want to share with them, tell them how to be a part of this. And you can be with this format. You also can register for WBSW Radio giveaways. Send us your name, and when you send your name, we ask for a means of transaction. We have 4 means of transaction. Which we use, Cash App. So you may send me $1, I may send you $20. You never know, as a love offering. Yes, we ask you to send $1, and we'll make sure we have books that are available. We have authors that come on the show and have books. We had an awesome author last night. Monday night, and we excited about having her on here. That was Lena Payton Webb. She wrote a children coloring book, and the book includes life adventures as a child. And she has several other books coming out. The next one is that's going to be out there available. Love Doesn't Hurt. So those are the things she's doing, and she was on our show the other night. So we will have a copy of both 5 of each of our books, and we're going to have them here available, but we're going to give them away to you. We ain't asking you for a penny. No more than just give us your name and a postage address or where we can sit. It can be a P.O. box, that's fine. So we're excited because tonight's title really, really hits it on. And I will give our host the most credit. Sometimes when you have a conversation with some of your best friends, and then you post it, then they put down, why don't you talk about this on your show? Never know that the eagle eye over here is watching you. So you have to be careful what you do, host with the most, because they're watching you and have a chance to talk about this title, which is Mean Girls. Mean girls become mean women. Duck bullies out of women. That's the title of the night, so we're really excited. Without further ado, we want to make sure we're able to introduce to some and present to others. And I'm going to play this song before I introduce her because it's important.
I have a song for you.
Okay, she have a song for me tonight. She's going to play a song, then I'm going to introduce her anyway, okay?
One is I was preparing to get out of it. Taylor Swift, You Ain't Got Nothing on Whitney Houston.
Okay.
This is my favorite, God below. Can you hear it? Whitney. And it's interesting that it came on, actually, while I was preparing for this, but Whitney Houston is by far tragic, but she was amazing and unbelievable, and she had a difficult life.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I think she was guilty. So it's weird that that song she came on as I was preparing for this show. So.
And that's awesome. And I'm going to get some upbeat music because it's kind of tie into what.
Ladies and gentlemen, and gentlemen. This is a Jazzy Fizzle with a shizzle. Missy, the princess is here. The era.
It's the hypnotic, funky, fresh. With my body so melodic, this beat goes right through my chest. Everybody, Martin, Poppy, came to party, grab somebody. Work your body, work your body, let me see you one, two, three.
Dr. L.D. Alberto Smith is there on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am due.
Okay, awesome, awesome. While she's getting that done, we'll give a shout out to Charlie's Angel, one of our sponsors. Thank you so much, Jennifer Jackson. Thank you so much for taking time to join us at this point. We also have Fuji Water joining us, along with Sharon, Matthew, Neely. Thank you for joining. We have a user. I'm just calling out so we can really just we'll get down. Just tell them to go there, and they should be able to find me or not on any other social media site. They have me in touch, you know, Instagram, whatever it may be. We're there, so we want to make sure we can give them an opportunity. A couple other people while we're waiting. Cheryl Patterson, Darrell, thank you so much. Cadillac Jones, Woody Gold is Goodwin. Johnny Robinson, Jorrell, thank you. Alfonso Johnson joined us. Thank you. We have Kendrick Dawson, another user. Superboy14, Emoji Guy 901. Also, we have Philip. We have Candy joining us. We just have an individual still joining you. We have Brenda Davis slash DRL D'Alberto Smith. And it's all one word, Dr. DRL DEALBERTO Smith. And that's L. D'Alberto Smith, thank you so much. You can join us. And the same one applies to Big O Live if you go to that. Instagram is Z Squad Greenbow 1981. TikTok, you have Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. YouTube, television, the Smith Way Enterprise. You go to YouTube, type in the Smith Way Enterprise. It should have a live broadcast going because we're doing that. So, we're just going to move forward and focus on mean girls become mean women. And as that topic was discussed, sometimes we have to really realize, is there a definition or some explanation or some way you can identify by knowing what a mean girl is? So we said, what does it mean to be called a mean girl? That's the first topic we want to focus on in this segment. What does it mean to be called a mean girl? And a lot of times I'm going to say people carry like a badge of courage being called a mean girl. But we're going to start off with that discussion right there. Lisa, you want to share your thoughts on that?
Mean girls are aggressive. Mean girls ostracize. They disinclude. They manipulate. They bully. They backstab. They'll use you to get something, whether that's a primary or secondary gain. There's a lack of empathy. And girls. Bullying is different. Mean girls are different than mean boys. And mean girls internally, I think, are struggling, internally unhappy, internally have this anger and it makes them feel better to take it out on kids that maybe, and they're not confident either, because if they were confident, they wouldn't be partner. I don't have any friends. And I had a child say that to me a couple weeks ago. I don't have it. She was just sitting like this, Dr. Lowe. And you know, I can't stand when kids sit like that. It gets my heart. And I said, come here. She said, nobody likes me. I said, well, I like you. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're going to come be my partner. And what do you know, Dr. Lowe? Mm-hmm. From being sad, we lit up. I said, look at you, rock star. You're balancing on blocks. You're breathing. You're trying new things. Two other kids came up to help with her. They came up and said, I'm proud of you guys. I said, we're all family. I always tell my kids, we are all family. They might not get along all the time. We might not like everyone. But we have to be kind. We have to work on hashtag being kind. And I always say you don't have to have a not everyone's going to be your friend, not everyone's your best friend, but this including a child, I can't even begin to tell you some of the things I've seen and heard. And I'm lucky, though, that my kids are pretty, they're my kids, they're pretty good about including. Like, I have not, because they know better, and I don't, you know, I said it's an awful feeling when you ostracize and say things, especially it now seems to be a really difficult age. I just got hired by a school today. The lady loved what I was doing with kids. Empowerment, self-esteem, teamwork, working together. And I said, I'm very big on that. You know, not everybody is confident or comfortable or they have social anxiety. And a quieter kid is more likely to get, we don't want you involved, or you're not dressed the right way, or your hair is this, but I entire day. And so important to put that out there, because this type of behavior goes into high school, it goes into adulthood, it teaches women to be mean to other women. You know, I've heard women say group sex, and they'll say, oh, yeah, we're having a dinner, but, oh, so-and-so can't come. I'm thinking, why don't you do a private text? Like, I don't like all that group text thing. I mean, I do it with my yoga teachers, but how do you do a group text and say, well, you can come, but you can't? You can come to my party, but you can't. And you're putting that in front of 10 or 15 people. And to me, that's it. People don't always recover from that. And social media, Dr. Lowe, is a great way of hiding behind being a mean girl. And besides, they're saying, have increased self-harm. It's a great way to hide. And I tell kids, like, if someone's got something to say to you, you either tune it out, you stick up for yourself. Exactly. I don't care what you think about me. Hey, you look good today. I would tell them, say, you look great today. I love your hair. I love your shirt, your nails. Exactly. You know, these little girls now get nails done, Dr. Lowe. They wear makeup. They wear Lululemon at a young age, and oh, I have Lulu and you don't, I won't be your friend. Like, you wouldn't believe some of the things these children, and even like college age kids, it's the same thing. Well, your hair is purple. What do you mean your hair is purple? So what? You know, it's things like that, but it's really an aggressive type of relationship that these kids are trying to establish. And it's tormenting. That's a big word. I had a kid say to me, they're tormenting me. And I'm like, wow. Like, that's a pretty powerful word for a young kid. Tormenting. Making me feel like I don't want to live. Nobody should feel like that. Nobody should feel like that. We're all different. And that's why and I put in that first, I was like, I'm not talking about this, because it kind of, I guess, hit a nerve with some of the stuff. But then I put your name in it because I wanted to know what you thought. But I'm glad, Jolene, God bless you. I love you forever. I'm glad she did put that up because I think it is something that you need to address.
Exactly.
It was boys.
And I thank Lisa for allowing me to be connected on the page so I could see it. So I could just like, that's one of the things about being able to put formats together. Some things people throw out there, they may want you to see it and don't want you to see them. I said about this situation. But it is something that needs, if you said something about it, you want to talk about it. And that's what people got to realize. It needs to be addressed. See, we think because bullying and being a mean girl happened while you were in school, it happened to you as an adult. You know, we always talk about this, and I share this. If you don't correct some type of behavior for a child when they're in their childhood years, their teenage years, they're going to bring it into adulthood. And now they got a whole different dynamic that, yes, aggressive and in consideration of others would really be a good definition from her point of view of a mean girl. And we have to kind of take a lot of things and put it into the right place. But one of the things I want you, when somebody talks about a mean girl, put behavior beside mean girl behavior. And it's often relational, aggression, alternative aggression, because what they do is they bring other people into it, and they provide the same aggression they would do, and they step back and hold their hands back. Next thing is indirect but harmful. See, that's what you could call a mean girl. A mean girl. They do indirect things, but it's very harmful form of social bullying. See, people don't realize the young people. I know we used to deal with this, some very young people. I say young, younger years in elementary, and it goes on more than you really think it do. See, some people think it only happens when you get up at a certain age, but you have some kindergarten, I have seen literally bully, and it's not always girls, it's boys as well, bully their classmates. It was amazing. I was working when I was actually in my career and everything, I was in a place looking down at an elementary, a preschool class going down to changing of the buildings and everything. And this little fellow, very little, they was all little. He was just walking up to the boy while they was in line, bumping him, like, come on, let's do this. Go do something. Relationship aggression. And too many times, people look for the bad in other people. And see, they look for that. See, a mean girl look for the bad. So what they want to do with it, they want to take it, and they're going to be out selling it to everybody else. Because, see, what they want to do is make themselves look better than the other person. So truly, if you take away anything from being called a mean girl, is that their behavior is the key to it. And it's always aggressive behavior. It's always harmful behavior. No matter what your tools they use, tools, however you want to call it, whether it's social media, whether they have the alternative group with them, they are using it, but it's all boiled down to physical harming someone else. They will do that. Lisa mentioned about calling, having a party, sending out a text, a group text. You've been texting, everybody been included. All of a sudden you say, well, Becky ain't going to be included. And I'm just using Becky. Don't take it back as your name, Becky. Becky is not included. And she's been part of the group text all the time. So when we're looking at some of these situations where the mean girl are the ones you can't identify, you know who they are, and sometimes we just don't want to say anything, but we have to say so. Our first commercial we're going to have here, our advertisement, is with Blue Publisher. This is Lena Payton Well, and we're going to play her advertisement.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publication. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
Thank you.
That's Blue Impressions. They're a publishing company. Thank you, Lena Payton Webb. Give them a call. You can just type in Lena Payton Webb, and you can go to where you need to go. Or you go Blue Impression, and that'll take your publisher. You'll get a chance to. Let's give a shout out to Lauren Forbes. Thank you, Lauren. Good evening to you. Dana Gaines, thank you so much. Karen Copeland. Thank you for taking an opportunity and time to be here. We really appreciate it. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192, pass 1. Make sure you're on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, ask for your location, and you can chat with Dr. Lewis B. Smith as the co-host and the host with us. That's Lisa Farrell, Levine. As we talk about tonight, title, Mean Girls Become Mean Women. And we're just talking a little bit about what does it mean to be called a mean girl. Now we're going to look at what makes a mean girl. What are some things that make up a mean girl that you can identify with them? We first know social bullying is their special.
Yeah.
They're the leader of that. You can tell by that. But see, the mean girl behavior, as we said, is a relational aggression. And it's a form of pretty much hedge on exclusion. See, what they want to do is get their certain group of people around them, they want to exclude everybody else. How they exclude them is that you're not part of this group, but you know what? We're going to give you so much anxiety. Even though you can't be a part of our group because you choose not to let us, but you're going to continue to do things like backstab. You're going to go through things like manipulate. Often mean girl behavior includes the social, trying to social condition people, teaching girls to be nice, to avoid direct conflict with friendship. See, they have a game plan for the mean girl. So you say, what makes them up? That behavior. Lisa.
What, you want me to tell you what else?
Yes.
I live in an area. I don't really like it, but I live here for work. I'm in between counties. But I'm going to tell you something. It's competitive. And from things I hear, because I'm friends with a lot of the parents that I teach their kids, and I see things, I'm very observant, but these kids are pressured sometimes by these mothers. I know wonderful mothers. All my kids have great mothers. That's being misinterpreted by any means, but they promote it. Well, you're going to be better than this one, and I'm going to buy you this so you look better, and we're getting you an Apple Watch, and we're getting, and then it's like, oh, well, I have the new Apple Watch, and I have the new iPhone that you don't, and I'm like,
yeah.
This starts at home. And these type of people, these mothers, some of these women feel so bad. Women and these card games, they disinclude their needs. They get into political arguments. They get into, oh, did you gain weight? Oh, what's with your hair? I'm not kidding you. Some of the things I hear, horrible, and it starts at home. And they're cooking, and some of the, not my kid didn't do that. And my kid isn't playing with your kid. You live in, I had a client years ago, and because he didn't live in an upscale Boca community, sorry, the kids didn't want to go to her house. They didn't include her space. Do you know how horrible that feels?
That could be very horrible.
We don't come to your house. We don't live in whatever, Woodfield or Boca Grove, or you don't go to this school. And I'm thinking, I don't know what makes you as an adult think that you're better than anybody. And I'm glad I wasn't raised like that. And they've had to change their school. It's very upsetting when I, especially one of my close friends, I said, what do you mean? And now the child is much happier. And she has friends, and they're all different kinds of friends, different races, different religions. But to make a child feel so bad that they don't want to live, or they don't want to go to school, or they don't want to get on a bus. I mean, come on, guys. Nobody's better than anybody. We all have a different skill, a different talent. You know, they were telling me how they were being bullied. And one girl, she goes, they call me a fat Jew.
Mm.
I go, what did she say? I go, what? She goes, I'm a fat Jew. And I said, no, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're talented, you're flexible, and I'm sorry, I'm not offending anybody, but as soon as it came out of her mouth, and then other kids were saying how they were being put down for the color of their skin, guys, this has to stop. It shouldn't affect your life. Somebody's skin color, and she's not feminine at all. I mean, you know, I went through that too, a little chubby face. You know, and I was like, we go through it, and it's sexy as fuck. But when you say, I thought I was hearing things, and then all the other kids chimed in saying, they were called an idiot, and they see what you see. I want to know if you see what I see. You can't, you know, this is a problem, Dr. Lowe, and it's getting worse. I just had that demo. The lady gave me such an earful after the class about comments like that are being made, and we have to put a stop to it. And I think that's why more people use public school systems and when they're being homeschooled, because they feel safer. It's become an anxiety to go to school, because what are they going to say to me today? Are they going to push me? Are they going to knock over my milk? Are they going to say, don't sit by me? I've heard that too. Don't sit by me. You smell.
Mm-hmm.
You don't fit in with this group. I can't, but and this is elementary.
Elementary, yep. As it is prevalent at that level, and it's scary. But we're in a period now where people being ostracized socially now. Let me give a shout out to Pamela Bradford Benford. That's yours, Freddie. Thank you for taking time for joining us. We have several others, and I try to consistently follow through on my shout out. We have Janet M.W. joining us. Thank you so much. We have a user. We have, Darrell Edwards, 81, thank you so much for being a part of this. Before we move to our next segment, which is focusing on how you spot a mean girl, and I think this is important because these are some things that will help us if we share with our children, because our children go to school more different from that. So we have to kind of show and teach our young people how to recognize the mean girl, because the mean girl or the mean boy is still there. But before we do that, we want to play another one of our advertisements so we can continue to bring about two or three pennies in here. It's what it's all about.
That's right, hard work. Check out LNT, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
We give a shout out to Anthony Starworth with L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, out of South Central Alabama. The number to give them a call, you can go to Facebook first and type in Anthony Starworth and direct message him, as well as 334-300-7401. They're a Medicare expert. Melissa Gray, thank you so much for joining us. And Melissa, actually typed out her comments. That's interactive, so we want you to be. She said, amen. Treat people how you want to be treated. Like I teach my kids to be nice to everyone, because you don't know what people are going through.
Exactly.
And that's awesome. Thank you, Melissa, so much for sharing that. And like I said, if you type it in, we're going to do our best to read it and share it with others. So thank you so much. As we move forward to the next segment, this is how to spot the mean girl. Sometimes we have to realize there are some warning signals that these girls engage in mean girl behavior. We just said mean girl behavior is a relational aggression. And number one, to mean girl behavior, a struggle that they're larger than them, or maybe fat, or something in that way, or you on the other side of the track. All of this plays, so see, they envy what that person really may have, because they are taught, as Melissa said, taught to treat everybody right. Don't mistreat anybody. You see, when you have a heart and when you operate from your inner self, the people that identify as mean girls, they envy that. They want to be like, so they struggle with getting along with you. And what they want to do is they struggle with acknowledging things, anything good. They don't want to see anything good. They don't want, and truly, they don't want to be around good people either. They get away from good people. They try to get people they can manipulate, draw them in, and then within hours, go off on them.
I never said anything. I said, I was a little kid.
Yep.
You know, and my parents are good parents because of how you were. They always used me, like, the both of us. My brother and I had completely different situations, but they would always talk with me, or my grandmother always talked with me. You know, if somebody wasn't being nice, I was taught how to handle it. And being, you know, a lot of these kids, they're anxious, don't feel good, and I think they don't know how to react. And that's why I waited in my niece's head. Like, I'm not worried so much about her, because I know she'll put somebody in their place in a minute. And politely, she's not mean about it, because I told her, you stick up for yourself. But these girls' issues with control, it makes them feel good when they just exceed other kids, because they don't feel good about themselves. They can't even keep friendship. They'll move quick to the next, oh, you know, and to me, that creates a personality disorder, almost. But they're like borderline. Can't connect. Well, if you're not going to run with me, or vaping, there's another issue. Or, oh, you know, sometimes I've asked me, oh, you have a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I used to say. I'm like, what? I mean, like, I'm thinking about what I first did out for years. But it's creating such a separation. And
I'm so much. And Melissa have shared several things here. Thank you so much. Last thing is the issue is parents and are not involved anymore. No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're allowing their supercomputer, they're allowing the laptop, they're allowing television, all to raise our children, and that's why we have to have be in the ladies' pad with things because we don't want our children to be out there. To be bullied. One of the other things besides, as we talk about status quo, when we talk about spotting or identifying these mean girls, is trouble with friendship. They don't operate well in a relationship or a friendship. What they do, they're more or less individuals that like to manipulate people or get something on you so you have to stay close to them. But they
allow
people that volunteer directly to be a part of it. What they like to do is to continue to put you in a position where you're either my friend or you're her friend. Now, which one is? And then you're going to be with me or against me. See, that's where you find they have trouble with friendship. They don't understand friendship is a relationship. A relationship that requires you to be able to cooperate and be friendly with individuals and be agreeable. That's what a friendship is, just like a romantic relationship. You have to do those things in the wrong thing. Let me read what Lauren just wrote, Lauren Forbes. She said, my mama always said, be careful how you treat people because you do not know who will have to give you a cup of water at the end. Thank you so much, Lauren. Let me kind of share a story. So since we right here at this point, when I was coming up, a lot of people, they'd be surprised when they hear that I have a problem telling my story. I was one of those, as a little boy, because I was a lot bigger than other boys, but I was younger than most of them, I was the one that kind of bullied. I bullied people. I didn't say they bullied me. I bullied people. And it kind of took my teacher in the first grade. It kind of put me on the right track. Then after she kind of led me in the direction, my mom made sure I understood you're not here to bully people. You cannot be knocking old people, putting them off, swing sets, seesaws, and all that stuff. I'm just telling you, Drew, we might have solved growth from that point. And see, if you're ashamed of what's happening, what you did in the past, you don't want to be able to deal with the future. I was corrected so I didn't become that as a man. See, so I came to the point of understanding that. So when you fall into these different categories, you need to be able to spot what a mean girl is because we got quite a few mean girls that's out there. And we have mean women out there. And
they're
angry and they struggle with the envy of other people. They can't deal with them. Appearance, they're not comfortable looking in the mirror. I always tell my relationship talk show, Lisa, look in the mirror because the mirror will tell you. So you have to be kind of careful with your status. You can tell some people who, when they don't get where they want to be, they focus on their status, they'll do what? They'll turn on you. You live in a ragged neighborhood over there, and I'm standing over here in Brookwood High. I'm living in this neighborhood. And all that, you listen while I'm talking. Then they have trouble with friendship. You can deal with friends. And that's truly some of the things that we know they're running clear. We give a shout out to Brown Sugar. Today is a birthday. A happy birthday to you, Tiffany. Thank you so much for joining us. She's called 29 plus 9. So thank you so much, Tiffany. That's Brown Sugar. Thank you so much for joining us. Melissa Gray wrote, the Karen, said, the Karen, and she had LOL laughing. Thanks, and she just said exactly what you're talking about. We have to eventually be corrected when we're children so we can be impactful adults, a better adults. Because if you don't change, it's going to carry on until it's corrected. And sometimes as an adult, you might can't correct it the way you want to correct it. So truly, truly. Now, next thing, Lisa, we want to kind of focus on is, and the last thing I want to say about how you spot a, Lisa, I want to say about spotting a mean girl is issue with control. They have an issue with control now. They may demonstrate behavior. A lot of times they lack control. Then they can demonstrate behavior where they want to control you. You have to kind of be careful with that. We want to move to our next topic. At least we're going to look at why do adult women bully? I want you to think about that before we...
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Thank you so much. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261-106 West. Truly, we're excited to be able to travel to have some of the best southern food there is. It's about 58 miles from Montgomery, Southport, Mobile. And that's Mr. Marvin, and that's my brother Marvin Allah Smith. And sorry, Katrina Roper Smith. I want to give a shout out to their daughter being recognized as Community Leader of the Year.
Healthy stuff, but I'm strong enough to know. I think women get threatened by other women if they see a success. And you know, I've had even some of my friends, I'm not going to mention their names, they have some similar situations. We shouldn't feel bad because we're successful. You know, I wasn't handed things, I was handed my education. But when you make somebody feel bad, I work hard. I'm waiting on that fourth license. And then my next one's going to be the new state. I will get it. I'm a goal oriented. I'm an achiever. It's not easy for me. It's a struggle. But nobody should ever make somebody feel bad because of the way they look or the way they may present. You know, half the time I'm like this. Get there, but I will never feel bad. And I have a situation right now where somebody is not treating me properly, and I've been holding up pretty strong about it. Some people know about it. I'm not going to mention any names, but this person has done nothing but try to just take me down, take part of my business down, and just make me feel bad. And I'm going to tell you something. Because I'm strong, I'm not letting that happen. And I finally had to get out of my... take action, and I can't get into it. But ladies, don't you ever let anybody tear you down. Don't you ever let anybody take away what you have. And just because some of us for ourselves, and I can clearly tell you being on an end of that, that's other women feeling so bad about themselves. You know, kind of go and I say, come walk with us. Come walk with us. Talk, laugh, let's enjoy life and handle the salt water. People just want to tear people down. And like I said, I don't want to mention my friend's name because I you know, we put trust in each other, but I'm telling you what goes on with me sometimes. I just go in, I do my job, I love what I do, and she just texted me something. One of my friends just said she was bullied so bad in high school to the point of she recruited and self-isolated. And it's not to care of it.
Yep.
But I know from being mistreated, and I know another time someone said to me, oh, all the guys went by too. This is years ago. I'm like, excuse me? I'm a friendly person. Like, I'm just friendly. That's my nature. I'm my dad. Friendly. Well, everybody must like you. You did it. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. That came out of the blue. This is how women act. Oh, I'm not going to eat food. You go out to eat. You go out. Oh, I'm not going to eat that. I'll get fat. But this is what we talk about. Oh, you know, why are you eating that? Why are you ordering that? Like, you shouldn't hear. I mean, it's horrible. It's so upsetting. But I know from going through a couple things, I would tell them that it bothered me because I know I'm confident in myself. And I, like I said, I built Katie's kids up from 0 to 100. And I built up my private practice too well. I'm expanding. I have some good other good news to share. Not yet. I got to wait till it goes into effect, but I work hard, you know, and that's how you guys should do yourself. You work hard. You don't like your job, you sit around, do a side hustle. So many women, like, we have to support each other.
Exactly.
And independent women have it hard too.
Exactly.
So, but I can tell you from personal experiences, I've had just those couple things where people said things to me, and I'm just like, what? Like, that's not cool. Love you. Every single day, get up and say, I am worthy, I am lovable, I'm huggable, I'm amazing, I'm a rock star. I tell the kids now, you're a rock. I get them so pumped up, Dr. Roger. Yelling out, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am beautiful inside and out. That's what it means.
Join us now. He said everything. He said, say thank you so much. He said self-hate comes out as bullying and haters. So truly that too. But one thing I just want to say about this part, you said why adult women bully is because a lot of times they were not corrected. I'm going to go back to that as a child. When they were corrected, if they was corrected while I was growing up, they kind of learned the errors of their ways. And they kind of know that they have to apologize and later redeem themselves. But if they don't, adjust or have something to adjust, they can be a nightmare for someone. They can give you living hell because they're so angry. So when grown mean girls become women and continue to bully through their teenage years, they're trying to tell you they want total power. They want control. See, they don't just bully the girls like they bully some boys. And then when they become women, they bully women and men because they are bullied by heart. And they can't change because they never was corrected. Lisa said something so important, and you need to seek some type of counseling or seek some kind of support through counseling or therapy, because you need it. Because if you continue on along with it, the role will not be as bright as you think it is. Because all you're going to do is repeat the behavior over and over and over. Situation where someone is going to, well, you know, there's always someone out there going, you know, you think you're bad, and there's somebody that's better than you. You just haven't met him yet or met her yet. So kind of work on that so you won't be an adult bully as a woman. If you're having a problem, you can't recognize, seek the counseling. And I tell everybody need counseling. It's not wrong with
everybody.
Counseling and therapists, it won't help. It won't hurt. I'm sorry, it won't hurt because it'll make you a better person. I tell you now, I get mine twice a month, and I tell other people, I feel like I'm working toward being the best version of me. Oh,
yeah.
See, if I know who I am and who I am, I got a great opportunity, a great chance to be as successful as God is going to bless me to be. But if you don't, and you still carrying the ways of a child, and you're in manhood, carry the ways of a child in womanhood, then you haven't come out of it. And it's amazing, I'm going to say this because, and I'm not going to put a name on it, but I have a person that I encountered through a process, and they have quite a few years on their belt, a couple of decades on their belt, and one of the things I run into with this person is, this person may be of that age, but they act like they're still a teenager. They're selfish. They want all their attention. Things that they know is not right, but they control it. See, these are the things of people who felt like they could control other people in some form or fashion. True. We're gonna move forward. We got one more segment to get to, but we have to pick a couple more ads, and we'll get a little money here. We don't give it 2 cents, but you still can. Going to Cash App, you have an account, Cash App, and source of $1 is to purchase our gift cards, our cash vouchers, our food vouchers.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. And that's Jennifer Jackson with one end. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson and Charlie Danger. She's here and she's on Facebook checking us out. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Name is Charlie's Angels on Facebook along with Jennifer Jackson. Or you can give her a call at 251-369-1342. That's Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. As we get ready to conclude, we want to look at ways to handle adult bullying. Adult women or men that bully individuals. It doesn't matter if it's a mother, a parent, a coworker, anyone you may encounter. You need to know how you can handle this situation so you won't fall into that area of manipulation. Know your human rights. I always tell individuals, your rights stop where mine begin. See, you can't step over here and do things to me and think you can get away with it. Seek understanding. seek understanding, and have sympathy. That's how you handle it. Dealing with these adult bullies. You know, hey, what's going on with you? You know, is anything you can share with me? Instead of going at them the way they come at you. You're seeking understanding, and I do have sympathy for what's going on with you. I do understand that. Kindness, my mom always used to say this, kindness is to kill people quicker than anything in the world. Kindness, man. If you're kind to people, it will kill any kind of behavior outside of norm, which is abnormal. Create a strong boundary. You have to create strong boundaries now. You have to say, this is all the far I'm going to go. You're not going to manipulate me to go do something. You know, maybe I'm poor saying, you can jump in then after this. You know, I watch a show called, it's called For My Man. And it has these young ladies who are individuals, never been in trouble, never did, but they fell for a gentleman, fell for a male. And they had them doing stuff out there. And I'm saying this because, you know, I have my own version of it. Y'all can say what you want to say. Fail for a male because he might have all the stuff too, but he ain't grown up yet. He ain't a grown man yet. And he has manipulated them to go out and do some violent crimes and everything. See, that's manipulation. And it always started out those individuals see the weakness and they attack. They pounce. They tell them things they haven't heard. I love you. I can do all this. I can do all this for you and provide some cases and provide them money and car because they're coming out of situations. So you have to kind of be very careful for falling for those individuals, you know, that you think that's there to help you. You have to have
a message to yourself and people that are good. Keep your circle small. Set limits. Set limits and boundaries. And my niece is listening, so she's texting me some things. engaging with a female bully, there's ways of, I always say, either ignore, pick up for yourself and be assertive. Like I always tell Mia, like, be like, peace out, you look great today, thanks for this, and walk away. You know, I tend to think, you know, we do have to teach people how to deal with. And you should never let anyone walk all over you. You don't want these people affecting your mental, your emotional, your sleep, your life. And I don't like the word victim. Being a quiet person who has been bullied emotionally and mentally, it takes that person back down, but it's better to talk about it. Know it's okay to talk about it. And we aren't going to get along with everyone, but you have to be able to appoint, stick up for yourself. And I always say be nice back or smile. Like, I'm pretty much nice to, try to be nice to everybody. But you can't, allow someone to keep continuing to put you down. You know, because it's going to be getting worse. Remaining calm. Don't go off. Don't put the person back down. There's no need to do that. Because I tend to say to people, you know, it seems like something's going on or you're not feeling good about yourself. You want to talk about it? You might get your assistance. Because I'm not going to, I have too much on my plate. Empathy, you're right. Show empathy towards that person because that might be really difficult. That you are struggling internally so much with yourself that you feel the need to be needed. And even women, they'll say, oh, it's my hormones. Oh, it's not. I'm supposed to be hearing menopause, Dr. Bowe. I'm sorry. That's not an excuse to be needy and like, are you serious? Like, this is why you're doing this? This is not why. Like, that's not a good excuse anymore. Understanding what is it? Protect yourself. What's the impact? And bullying can cause physical ailments along with the emotional and mental.
Yeah.
You're taking someone down, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You want to live with yourself knowing that this is a huge problem, and I think it does go on to bullying women and men. You know, men is different, I think, with bullying or put down. But you can also avoid, limit conversations, you know, kind of nod your head. Or remove yourself. You only need one or two good friends. What makes people make you feel bad or the gaslight?
Yep.
Is my favorite. That's my favorite thing right now.
Yeah.
The gaslight is skipping on you. Don't you dare let anybody put anything on you ever. That's a reflection of that person. And people who are taunting, and they do it through text, and I guess some of these apps, it disappears. I'm going to tell y'all something. It never disappears.
Nope.
It never disappears, ever. And I know that from my Caitlin, rest in peace. I know when I was at a report hearing with the drunk driving accident, that judge specifically said to that drunk driver, this wasn't your first offense. We went through 5 years of your social media, even though you deleted stuff, they can pull it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are bullying online, I'm going to tell you something. The police department has cyberbullying units.
Mm-hmm.
There are people, and I see it, I try to stay off. I try to go on, you know, post and get off because I see it on here. You're hiding behind this. And why don't you love that person? Like, you know me, I love everybody. Like, I look at people as people. I don't see color. I don't see religion. I judge you by your character. I have you in my life because of your character.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more people need to look at that character, guys. That's a very important trait. Using humor, you can like use humor. That's also a way of coping with things or dealing with people. That's also funny, like, that you're saying that. Don't impulsively react. Take a step back. Is this worth me getting into? Or I know my worth and value. I don't need to deal with it.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, I tell you, it's been an awesome show tonight, and I tell you, truly, the host with the most have really hit the high mark, and I thank you so much. I learned a lot tonight, and God has blessed us to be able to come to you on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Thank each and every one of you all. Bless you. Many of the individuals I know that Lisa know personally that's joining us, thank you so much, as well as others like Visitor 0248 is joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. He was the last one I didn't give a shout out to. Thanks so much. Just take your time, each and every one of y'all. In 43 countries, we are excited. And our 6 continents, that's WBSW Radio, the internet station. And we're number one, Tell the Truth Prime Time. Well, we just focus on today's life challenges. Mean girls become mean women. That was the title tonight. And as we get ready to close out, we want to play our last promo. Well, we have two, but we want to play the advertising for Tri-Stat LLC.
Tri-Stat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tri-Stat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Mr. William Scott and Mr. Tri-State LLC. Matter of fact, before we started, so I had a conversation with him, and you know, he's one of our sponsors, and he was talking about some things that he has going on. As a matter of fact, opening up a complex that includes a podcast studio. He invited me to come, and said he also have an area where he can and put people in a position to record and do all audio studio as well. So we'll give a shout out to Tri-State LLC, Mr. William Scott, and that's 334-320-5438. And as we get ready to close out, Lisa, any parting words of the last promo we're going to play will wrap us up and lead us out of here. And that's with the support of the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We're going to play there as we get ready to leave out. Okay, Lisa.
One, like I said, never be a victim. You're better than that. You're better than that. And you're always all welcome to come to one of my classes because I do a lot of empowerment and self-love and how do we feel good about ourselves. And number two, keep in mind, people who hurt. There's a lack of empathy. I sort of kind of feel bad. I sort of feel bad for people like that, that are so miserable and so unhappy with themselves that they feel the need to make things worse. And I sometimes take a step back, guys, and I look at the way people act. What's the gain from acting like that? Do you feel better about yourself? Is that the gain? What's the gain? To put someone down and make them feel so bad? Or, oh, my house is bigger than yours. Or, oh, this, who cares if their house is bigger than yours? What does it matter? You like your home? You like your home. You like your job? You like your job. It comes from within here. But don't ever let anybody call you the word. That stupid, ugly. I tell the kids all the time, never, ever, ever, ever use those words. And the word bad, I don't like using that word because you set a tone, but don't be a victim. You're not a victim. You're all lovable, and like I say that, you're all lovable and you're all worthy. You've got to use affirmations daily, and the week is excellent. That is an excellent read on affirmations and self-love. And find safe people to talk to. There are safe people out there. But don't ever let anybody take you away from you. And, you know, what do I always got? You do use what I always say. You don't need a big circle. And just keep in mind, people, when they use them, they're just so scattered. And you hear things like, well, like I said before about menopause and women, you can't keep using that as an excuse for mistreating. And if you are aware that you hurt someone's feelings, just be the bigger person and say sorry. And one last thing, people that are on the end of being bullied, there's nothing wrong with saying, I'm not sure if you're aware of what you're saying to me or if you know how that's making you feel, but I don't like it and I'm not going to tolerate it. And just as I'm saying it, it's not being mean. It's being assertive, and it's sticking up for yourself, and it's removing yourself.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Lisa. And that's a lot to want you to make sure you listen to, because you can use it. And the final thing I want to say, that if you're running into this problem and you have not corrected, you probably need to seek a counselor or therapist. If you don't have the money, you go to betterhelp.com, and they'll work with you to get your therapist in your area and have some places that are fitting you. You know, we're going to make it do what it do, and we're excited to come for you. On tomorrow night, we have at 5 o'clock, we have the happy hour talk, and we're going to be talking about relationships. That's one of those talks we talk about the relationship. And it's over a beverage. We have what we call libation, and some good back conversation. You get whatever you want virtually. We're going to enjoy ourselves and thank you. And we're going to have ID. Give a shout out to ID ID 99012-4492. Thank you for joining us. Dr. O puts on here. Thank you. Hurt people. And as we get ready to close out, we have those of the 5 Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and they have promo of the advertisement, which is say we're going to make it do what it do. This is one of those mics, and I want to back it up.
The brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, invites you to connect with them. You can check us out if you go to Instagram, and that's Z Squad Greenville 1981, Twitter, Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10, and or email the chapter at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. We're all about making it do what it do. We're going to stand by our motto, culture for service and service for humanity. Brothers, make it do what it do.
I love it.